In this part of the interview, you're going to hear some short recordings of non-standard situations in aviation. You will hear them once and you can take notes. I'm going to turn so you won't be able to see my face. Before each recording, I will ask you two questions about the incident, and when the recording is finished, you'll tell me your answers. Do you understand the instructions?
Yes, I understand.
For recording one, listen to an ATIS report. Question one, where is the crane operating? And question two, what is the dew point?
Sorry, can you repeat where is the first question?
Where is the crane operating? Okay?
Yes.
This is Zidane Information, Tangled 1520, runway in use. 27 right. Airport information, crane operating south approach of runway 27 left. Heavy machinery and man working threshold runway 27 left. Surface wind 33014 knots. Visibility 8 kilometers or more. Cloud scattered at 3000 feet. Broken at 4500 feet. Temperature 21, dew point 15, Q and H 1021. On initial contact report information, Tango received.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The crane operating is 27 left, and the temperature dew point is 15 degrees, 15.
Thank you. For recording two, listen to a ground controller talking to a pilot. The call sign is Clamair 16. Question 1. Where is Clamair 16? And question 2. What is behind Clamair 16?
Ground, Clamair 16 request pushback from stand 24.
Clamair 16, hold position. There's a light aircraft passing behind you.
Roger ground, but I've got a slot time of 3-5.
Clamair 16, time is 2-7. Runway in use 16. I'll push you back in a few moments.
Ground, Clamair 16, if we don't make this slot time, we've been told to expect a delay of 30 minutes.
Roger, Clamair 16. I'll call you back in a few moments. Clamair 16, pushback is approved. Caution, there seems to be a truck behind you.
Clamair 16 is pushing back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The aircraft is in standard 24,
mm-hmm.
And I haven't understood well what is behind the aircraft. I think some traffic.
Thank you. For recording 3, listen to two aircraft operators talking about some new technology. Question 1. How do the two men feel about the new technology? And question 2. What problems are they talking about? I'll now start the recording.
So we're thinking about this idea of installing the dimmable window system in all our executive fleet.
Yes, I like the idea of central control, and it certainly looks good. But it's a retrofit, so what about the downtime?
They tell us it's gonna be less than a week, but I should phone some friends and ask how it was for them.
Yes, and I want to know more about the maintenance too. Shall I look into it?
They think that they are simple control. That is a simple control.
Mm-hmm.
But could they have some problem with electronic field?
Thank you. In the second recording, we heard a pilot talking about his slot time. What factors can affect an aircraft's slot time?
Sorry, I didn't answer. What factors?
What factors can affect an aircraft's slot time?
A delay. You mean a delay?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. There could be a lot of problems. Problem with passengers who are not as fast. Maybe some problem with the aircraft. I've had also a problem with the slot for a ATC problem when I was in Spain. Nothing else, I think.
What problem did you have?
There was a strike of the French controllers, so the aircraft couldn't take off for a return to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost our slot for this.
And did you take off?
No, we take off after 5 hours.
And where was your aircraft for those 5 hours?
It was in the standing on the stand.
And were the passengers on board?
Yeah. We stayed on board for 5 hours.
Okay.